So Avimelech, after Avram travels back there, Avimelech grabs Sarah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him in a dream and says, you've taken away this man's wife. That you've taken the wife of a married woman. And Avimelech had not had any relations with her or gone near her. The same language or similar language what Avram used by Sodom. And God said to him, I prevented you to not touch her. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, he showed him the importance of prayer. He says, return Sarah, because he's a prophet. In other words, man does have interactions with God. And let him pray for you, and you'll live. And if you don't return him, you don't return to Avram his wife, then you're going to die, and all that you have is also going to die. So you see here that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Avimelech, who's trying to make a plea, I'm completely innocent, he says, you're not completely innocent. If a man is forced to lie and say his wife's his sister, say he won't be killed, it shows you what type of society you've created as a leader. So therefore, that's why, because if he was completely guiltless, why would Avram have to pray for him? Why would God say to him, he's a Navi, he talks to me, meaning that he said that he was a Navi, meaning he knows what goes on in your society. So therefore, don't kid anybody. We know what's going on here. You know, you can't kid me, I'm God. And so there is culpability, and if you want to be forgiven, you're going to have Avram pray for him. So it says Avram prayed for him, and he was forgiven. And they gave birth, because everybody in Avimelech's household had miscarriages and they'd become sterile as a result of them taking Sarah. So we see the importance of prayer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had, and it's linked with him being a Navi, which means that a Navi, there's conversations going both ways. And by us also, prayer enables us also to have that conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for him to listen to what we need and for him to respond to us. Unfortunately, sometimes no is an answer also, but there is a two-way conversation between man and God, and this is also an important lesson that we learn for this week's Sedra.